Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The catcher, Hal Narragon. Batting sixth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Leek. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting third. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Narlski. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ray Narlski. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball four. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Narlski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Narragon moves to second. Gene Leek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leek hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball four. Narragon moves to third. Strickland moves to second. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Narragon scores. Strickland scores. Martin moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Power moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Power moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Jim Bunning now pitching. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon is 0 for 1 in the game. Narragon is hit by the pitch. Power scores. Minoso moves to third. Colavito moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. Minoso scores. Colavito moves to third. One out. It's 4-0, Indians. Gene Leake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leake is 0 for 1 in the game. Leake strikes out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0 Indians. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Perry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Ossie Alvarez pinch hits for Jim Bunning. Ossie Alvarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berberet moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yost strikes out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Burnside now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Harris reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards third. Leek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harris scores. It's 7-1, Indians. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Colavito hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keane. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Narragon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keane. Narragon reaches second base with a double. Colavito scores. It's 8-1, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Leek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leek is 0-for-2 in the game. Leek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berberet hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Pete Burnside. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Chrisley moves to second. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-2 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chrisley scores. Yost moves to second. It's 8-2, Indians. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keane hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yost scores. Bridges moves to second. It's 8-3, Indians. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Leek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bridges moves to third. Keane moves to second. Dick Brodowski now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Bridges scores. Keane moves to third. Kaline moves to second. It's 8-4, Indians. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Morgan now pitching. Dick Brodowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brodowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall bunts towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowling covering, for the out. Brodowski moves to second. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Brodowski scores. Power moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Indians. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Power moves to third. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Morgan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Tom Morgan. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Yost hits a line drive towards center. Pearsall catches it and throws to first to double up Berberet. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Narragon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Mossy covering, for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Leek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leek is 0-for-3 in the game. Leek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bridges hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Leek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Brodowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brodowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brodowski bunts towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowling covering, for the out. Martin moves to second. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to third. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Power bunts towards the mound. Mossy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Martin scores. It's 10-4, Indians. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling strikes out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby pinch hits for Don Mossy. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Yost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Davey now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Narragon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keane. Strickland reaches second base with a double. Gene Leek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Strickland moves to third. Gene Leek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leek is 0-for-4 in the game. Leek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bridges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keane hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bridges moves to second. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bridges moves to third. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.